From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 24th day of April 2015. I'm Philip Grant. The Troy Record is reporting that State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martins officially opened the 518-acre Hand Hollow State Forest in the town of New Lebanon as part of the state's celebration of Earth Day this week. Hand Hollow is New York's newest state forest. During the opening event on Wednesday, Martins acknowledged the part played by the Columbia Land Conservancy and Little Pine LLC in making the new state forest a reality. Hand Hollow is managed for multiple uses, including recreation, timber production, watershed protection, and wildlife habitat. The state forest contains woodland, some open brushland, and a small lake on the southern portion of the property. Boaters and anglers can access the lake via a half-mile footpath. Only non-motorized boats are allowed on the lake. Hand Hollow State Forest is located south of Route 20 in New Lebanon. From Route 20, follow County Route 9 south and travel east on Hand Hollow Road. You can read that full story in the Troy Record. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Questar 3 BOCES' proposed $5.8 million administrative budget for 2015-2016 has been approved by the school boards of all 22 of its component districts in Columbia, Greene, and Rensselaer County. The administrative portion grew by nearly 5% over the current year. Questar 3 BOCES officials said most of the increase was the result of retiree benefits. The total 2015-16 Questar 3 BOCES spending plan is $70 million. School boards vote only on the administrative portion of the BOCES budget. The state legislator created BOCES in 1948 to provide shared educational programs and services. There are 37 BOCES, or Board of Cooperative Educational Services, statewide. You can read that full story in today's Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that on Wednesday, April 23rd, state lawmakers passed a bill that would crack down on certain chemicals in children's products. The legislation would force children's product manufacturers to disclose the use of so-called priority chemicals, including benzene, lead, mercury, formaldehyde, and arsenic, to the state. Under the law, sales of children's products containing priority chemicals would be banned by 2018. A similar measure is now pending in the state Senate. Albany County lawmakers passed a ban on the sale of children's products containing harmful substances in December. Adopted in January, it would take effect in January 2016. The Safe to Play Coalition, made up of representatives of the toy and children's product industry, filed suit against Albany last week, claiming the new legislation violates the U.S. Constitution. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, the Times Union blog. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that the town of Hurley will have, by July, installed working solar arrays, saving the town about $2,589 a year. Supervisor Gary Bellow said, and I quote, "They are getting the last of their bits and pieces for the solar array, and as soon as they've gotten all of their physical equipment, they will begin," end quote. Albany-based Castleman Electric is getting $149,811 to install an array over the septic system and another near the parking lot in the Ulster County town. "It is going to run this billing," Bellows said of Town Hall. "We hope to have enough to get a check back." Grants and Town Reserve covered the cost of the project. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And in our final story, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on April 21st that 60 parks and historic sites across New York, including Olana in Columbia County, will get $71.7 million for revitalization and rehabilitation projects. The Olana State Historic Site got $500,000 for Phase 1 of the planned improvements. You can find a complete list of the funded projects on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. Now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today. Temperature high will be near 49 degrees. It will be breezy, with a northwest wind at 7 to 12 miles an hour, increasing to 17 to 22 miles an hour in the afternoon. On Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Saturday, sunny with a high near 58 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 62. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 38. And for back to work Monday, partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Monday night's low will be around 41 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:59 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:56 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 47 minutes. 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 24th day of April, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.